Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we glorify your name in all that we do. We ask that as we come to the eve of Thanksgiving, that we may be open to all your gifts and be thankful for them, and that we may share that thankfulness in our attitude and our way of being. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we have a saint this day who I think is one of the most important saints. He's one of my favorite saints, to be honest with you. And he's actually a blessed, but he's on his way to sainthood. And that is Blessed Miguel Austin Pro, priest and martyr. The reason is because he has a powerful story that you can find on the internet. Not just the story, but pictures of the story, because he was executed in 1925, I believe, but in the 1920s, early 1920s in Mexico. Now, he was a Jesuit priest, and this was during the time, as you know, of a great persecution against Catholic priests in Mexico. And in that great persecution, there were these churches being closed and priests being assassinated, which is not uncommon south of the border all the way down to, you know, especially through Latin America and Colombia and everything. Not so much now, but in the past, when the Sendero Luminoso was in South America, they were in Peru. There was a real problem with they would line up. They would grab priests and nuns, line them up, and shoot them in the town square. So that kind of martyrdom was not unusual in Mexico either during this time. Remember, Mexico was going to be the second Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union, the brand new Russia, the Soviet Russia, opened their very first embassy in Mexico, because Mexico was going to be the second communist country. And so you had this Emperor Maximilian is what his name was, and he was the head of Mexico, and he called for the closing of all churches because they tried to eliminate all religion from Mexico because it was going to be a communist country. And remember, communism is based on what is known as a materialist philosophy, which means they don't believe anything to do with God. They don't believe in anything to do with spirituality. They only believe that what one can see is all that exists. So that's all part of this. So this is what materialism is. So it's what people can see is all that exists. So there is no spiritual world. There is no God. So in light of that, what they wanted people to understand is they had to turn away from the church. So it became a violent revolution. And in the midst of this was Father Miguel Pro. Now, what he did was he was trying to live as a faithful Catholic priest, but there was an attempted assassination on the life of the president, and they blamed Father Miguel Pro, and he was basically arrested. And I don't think there was any kind of a trial, or if there was, it was at best a show trial, and they all decided, this is it. You are guilty. Now, the reason is because they wanted to send a clear message. But the other part of it is the authorities wanted to send a message to the people, not only with the death of this priest, but they wanted to show him begging for his life. Why? Because they believed only material world. And they believed that since there was no God, everyone in the church knew that, which obviously is ridiculous. But anyway, everyone in the church knew that. So they were all faking it, so to speak. And so they figured that what would happen is he would be ready to be executed. And just before he was executed, he would beg for his life. So they wanted to use this as an example so that they could show all of Mexico that the church was false. So what did they do? Well, they set him up to be executed, but they invited photographers from all over Mexico, and I believe even other parts of the world. I know the timing would have been difficult because travel was different then, but they invited photographers anyway to take a photograph of his execution. The reason being is because they expected him at the very last moment to beg for his life because he really didn't believe in God. So they would get the picture of him saying, oh, please, no, please don't. And there it would be. And then they could show the whole world this false reality. Now, here's the thing to understand. That's the way many communists work. That's the way they do. Not so much that, is they're always trying to teach their philosophy by denigrating others. So always be careful when politicians are always trying to throw mud at the other person, regardless who the politician is, because it's a tactic that the communists have been using all over the world in trying to silence their enemies, including the church. The Chinese do it today. I'm sure the North Koreans do it, everybody. But they do that. And you see all this stuff happening and that's what they do. So this is what was going on in Mexico. Well, what happened was they went to execute him by firing squad, and instead of him getting down on his knees begging for his life and saying, no, it's all a lie, the whole bit, he put out his hands in as if he was being crucified and went, Viva Cristo Rey. And it happened so fast that immediately after was the shooting, and there was nothing anyone could do to stop it. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And always remember our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, this broadcast here, as you're listening to it, but as a podcast, it's available on your favorite podcast platform. And some of those platforms are listed over at CatholicAudioMedia.com, but you can also connect to our other platforms. You can connect to Substack, CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com. Which you can find through there, and you can also see the podcast platforms. You can see other things, so check that out, and also listen to the archives of the show. I stopped the forum. The forum wasn't working, and then I had some stuff in the forum that just it was spam. It wasn't inappropriate, but it was just spam. So I stopped the forum. Well, anyway, we're talking about this famous story of Father Miguel Pro. So when he put his arms out and he said, Viva Cristo Rey, the photographers took the picture of it. And now the exact opposite of what the Mexican government wanted happened. Now it's the reverse. Now all of a sudden he's testifying to the reality of Christ. He says those powerful words. And at that point, they realize they have a problem on their hands. So they did everything they could to collect those pictures, but obviously they failed. And the reason why I say that is because you can find those pictures on the internet. Just type in Miguel Pro or Father Miguel Pro or Blessed Miguel Pro, even Saint Miguel, I'm sure. You find them there and you look at the pictures and there they are, him with his hands out going, Viva Cristo Rey. So, powerful testimony. He actually didn't die immediately, which you'd think he would because he was shot by a firing squad, and they had to go over and shoot him again after he had fallen. Someone went over and pulled out his pistol and shot him again. So, fascinating testimony. And if you've seen the movie about this time, then you know that's where their chant comes. Viva Cristo Rey. That's where the chant comes from. It comes from him. And during the movie, the Cristeros, who were fighting against the Mexican government in their desire to keep the churches open, keep the faith strong and everything else, one of the ways they encouraged each other was by saying those words, Viva Cristo Rey. So those are words that I'm very much familiar with. The story is one of my favorite stories ever, and that is one of the saints that we celebrate today, Father Miguel Pro. And we look at these powerful words, and we look at what he has to say. And interesting enough, the reading for today is the reading we had a week ago Sunday, which was all about the coming persecution. It's from Luke, which we heard about Sunday. So it kind of reflects on that very reality. We all know the history, what happened there. Eventually, the Mexicans backed off. Mexico is still a very strong Catholic country. I mean, they now have issues with the cartels there and everything else, but it's a very strong Catholic and Christian and other Christian countries. You know, there are people saying that Catholics aren't Christians. That's a lie. Catholics are Christians and have been Christians. The Catholic faith has been the Christian faith, was the Christian faith originally, and there was someone who made some kind of statement, said, no, that's not true. Yes, it is. The Catholic faith is a Christian faith, and for anyone to say the opposite is just not true. So anyway, Father Miguel Pro, powerful testimony to for all of us Christians, including us Catholics, about the reality of Jesus Christ is still alive. Viva Cristo Rey. Have yourself a blessed day. We will see you again tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.